Good evening. I'd like to welcome everyone to this evening's Mesa City Council meeting for Monday, June 4th, 2012. I'm Mayor Scott Smith, and it's an honor and privilege for me to conduct this meeting tonight. We'd like to begin tonight's meeting with the invocation given by Councilmember Alex Finter, after which we'll have the Pledge of Allegiance led tonight by Councilwoman Dina Higgins. Please rise for the invocation and the pledge.
Our Father in Heaven, we're grateful for this opportunity we have to gather in this civic organization and be able to take into consideration the affairs of this fine city. We ask for thy inspiration that we might be able to consider and give a fair and impartial look at the needs of this community. We're grateful for those that serve, and we ask that we might be an instrument in thy hand in being able to assist those that are in need or in any situation that would call for service. We're grateful for those that serve us in the service and protect us in the military, and we ask that they be watched over and protected, and also those that provide public safety services, that they will be protected from accident or harm. And these things we ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. One of the great opportunities we have in this meeting is to recognize excellence in our city employees, and that's especially a privilege when it involves our public safety. And tonight, our fire and medical department. Not medical services, just medical. I'll get that right one of these days. Our fire and medical department would like to recognize a great award that they received, and I'd like to turn the time over to Chief Harry Beck to explain it to us.
My name's Andrew Wigglesworth, and I'm president and the CEO of the MedAlert Foundation. And earlier today, and actually a few weeks ago in Washington, along with the Congressional Fire Services Institute, we presented an award to the City of Mesa, to the Fire and Medical Service, for excellence in fire service-based EMS. What the city, what the fire department, the EMS service has accomplished is an extraordinary, innovative approach to delivery of pre-hospital care. What makes this so important is that all of the parties have gotten together, whether it's the fire administration, union, city administration, others, to really develop a model that can be utilized across the country by other fire service-based EMS services. And it was our great honor, and I'll turn it over to my colleague, Bill Webb, who's the executive director of the Congressional Fire Services Institute, talk a little bit more about it. But it was our great honor to present this award to the Mesa Fire Department, and we're very privileged for the opportunity to present it here tonight. Bill?
Mr. Mayor, Mr. Vice Mayor, members of the Town Council, City Council, excuse me. My name is Bill Webb, and I am with the Congressional Fire Services Institute. We're a coalition organization based in Washington, D.C., that's comprised of 42 national fire and emergency services organizations throughout the country. 2 years ago, we came up with this idea for an award to recognize fire service-based EMS. As you all know, the majority of the calls that our fire departments are responding to are emergency medical-oriented. And so there are a lot of innovations taking place throughout this country to deliver time-critical care to the patients that need that type of response. And so what we're doing with this award is we're sharing this information, we're sharing these model programs, these innovative programs, to other fire departments across the country to address some of the concerns and some of the challenges that they are facing in terms of emergency medical services with growing, you know, aging population and other needs. And so back on April 26th at the National Fire and Emergency Services Dinner, and before 2,000 National Fire and Emergency Services leaders, cabinet officials, and members of Congress, we presented this award in the career category to the Mesa Fire Department. And as Andrew said today, it's our pleasure to really bring this home, this award home to the people of Mesa, because after all, it is the council and it is the people of Mesa that really helps out the fire department so that they can do the service, provide the level of service that this community expects of them. And so again, on behalf of the Medical Alert Foundation and on behalf of CFSI, it is definitely our privilege and pleasure to be here today to present this to you, Mr. Mayor, on behalf of the citizens of Mesa and, of course, to the fire department. So congratulations.
Thank you, Chief.
Mayor, thanks very much, and Council, for the time today. This is a rather humbling experience for us. It's one of the first times, I think, in memory when we've had this level of recognition from the fire and medical department. So, but I can recall that this started at a time when we were challenged. And with the guidance from you and the council and Chris Brady, our mayor, our city manager.
He can have it.
That's not the first time. That's not the first time that's happened.
Yeah, usually it's him saying it.
You know, I think that it's in that spirit, really, that we have accepted the challenges that have been facing Mesa and certainly the fire department. And we couldn't have done it without the leadership and the guidance and certainly the support from the community, because every day the firefighters go out and do the best that they can to take care of them. And we're glad to know that when we stack ourselves up against other areas of the country, that we can be very proud of what we do. And it couldn't have happened, Mayor, without the support from our director, Gary Smith, our medical doctor, who helped develop this, actually helped us put the first pilot together and got it off the ground and planted the seeds where this could be possible. And then, of course, I know you can recall that Brian Jeffries, our union president, was there at the council meeting that night when you challenged he and I to go away and come back with a better plan that could not only improve service, but could also meet the budget situation that we were dealing with. So, Mayor, thank you for the time tonight. Thank you, Council.
Ryan?
I just want to echo what Chief Beck said, and that is that we did this together. We did it, so much thankful to your guys' leadership challenging us on this thing. It comes as no surprise to me that we don't have any elections coming up. There's good reason behind that, because of the great work you guys have done, that you have challenged us to do. And I'm so proud of every darn member of the Mesa Fire Department tonight, because in our system, we really elucidate the ideas and thoughts and innovations that come from the ground up. It's not all just from the top down. And we all got involved and pitched in. And there's really three catalysts that bring about this type of change. One was the obvious money situation, but it wasn't just that. Technology is rapidly changing, and evidence-based medicine is showing us that we can do dramatically more with a more triaged approach to serve our citizens. And what we need to be telling everybody is that in the city of Mesa, you're in one of the safest cities in the world. And we did that together. Thank you all.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you. Can I show you a good picture of him? We'll wait.
Mayor, if we could have you come down and get a picture, present the award.
Yes, come on. You guys are leaving too soon. We were going to say nice things about you, and they're walking out. Just tell them we said great things about them, okay? The one thing that I would like to say is when 4 years ago, I remember when we first took office, we had a get-together to say, what are we going to do to meet the challenges of the new world that we were living in with reduced budgets and things like that. And we decided that even in spite of the challenges that we were going to do everything we could to excel and to rise to the top, to be leaders, to be recognized as leaders. It's always great when you get third parties who come in and recognize good things. That's something that we're proud of, because it's just an affirmation that we're doing things right. And we're especially proud of our public safety, and tonight the fire department, because they've been recognized by a national organization for doing things right. And they did it under some pretty heavy-duty challenges, but that didn't deter anybody. And like Brian said, they didn't do it because of that. but they did it because they wanted to be the best. And we always knew and have always known that we have the best fire department and the best fire personnel. It's great when people outside the city come in and sort of remind us of that and recognize the fact that that's true. So congratulations to all, and we're really proud of you. Thank you. Thanks so much. Anything else? Okay. Oh, okay. Next item on the agenda is the consent agenda. And Kevin Christopher will read in the consent agenda tonight.
Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items in the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license for the Beer for Brains Foundation, one-day charitable event, Friday, June 22nd, 235 North Country Club Drive. Item 4A has been deleted. Item 4B, act on contract to purchase one replacement cleaning truck for the Water Resources Department, fundings from the Fiscal Year 11-12 Vehicle Replacement Fund and the Utility Replacement Extension and Renewal Fund. Item 4C, act on term contract for traffic control sign hardware for the Transportation Department. Item 4D, act on term contract for fertilizers for the Parks, Recreation, and Commercial Facilities Department. Item 4E, act on term contract for submersible mixers for the Water Resources Department. Item 4F, act to renew term contract for motorcycle maintenance and repair services for the Police Department. Item 4G, act on contract for shade structures over playgrounds at various city parks. Funding is available from an Arizona Sports and Tourism Authority grant and from the Fiscal Year 11-12 Parks, Recreation, and Commercial Facilities Operating Budget. Item 4A, checked on contract for Los Alamos Park rock climbing structure. Funding is from the Fiscal Year 11-12 Parks, Recreation, and Commercial Facilities Operating Budget. Item 4I, act on contract for power road improvements from Pecos Road to the Santan Freeway. Mesa's portion of the funding is from the Fiscal Year 11-12 Streets Bond, Wastewater Bond, and Gas Bond programs. Item 5A, act on resolution authorizing the submittal of a grant application by the Lutheran Social Services of the Southwest to the Gila River Indian Community to support their iHelp emergency lodging program for homeless women without children in the East Valley. Item 5B, act on resolution supporting the submittal of a grant application by the Boy Scouts of America to the Gila River Indian Community for expansion of their traditional scouting programs. Item 5C, act on resolution supporting the submittal of a grant application by the Arizona Burn Center to the Gila River Indian Community to support their Forever Courage House. Item 5D, act on resolution supporting the submittal of a grant application by the City of Mesa Arts Center to the Gila River Indian Community for the Creative Arts Partnership Initiative. Item 5E, act on resolution supporting the submittal of a grant application by the Mesa Community College to the Gila River Indian Community for their music program. Item 5F, act on resolution supporting the submittal of a grant application by Mesa Community College to the Gila River Indian Community for the renovation and expansion of the existing child care center on campus. Item 5G, act on resolution supporting the submittal of a grant application by the United Cerebral Palsy to the Gila River Indian Community to support their after-school and summer programs. Item 5H, act on resolution supporting the submittal of a grant application by the Arizona for Children Incorporated to the Gila River Indian Community for program operating expenses for their children's visitation centers. Item 5I, act on resolution supporting the submittal of a grant application by the Gene Lewis Boxing Club to the Gila River Indian Community to expand and build youth programs at the boxing club. Item 5J, act on resolution supporting the submittal of a grant application by the Gene Lewis Boxing Club to the Tohono O'odham Nation to expand and build youth programs at the boxing club. Item 5K, act on resolution supporting the submittal of a grant application by the Banner Health Foundation to the Gila River Indian Community for the Native American Outreach Program at Banner Alzheimer's Institute in Phoenix. Item 5L, act on resolution supporting the submittal of a grant application by the Banner Healthcare Foundation to the Gila River Indian Community to launch their Breast Cancer Hope Program at Banner MD Anderson Cancer Center in Gilbert. Item 5M, act on resolution supporting the submittal of a grant application by the City of Mesa Parks, Recreation, and Commercial Facilities Department to the Gila River Indian Community to support their Fun and Fitness Mobile Recreation Program. Item 5N, act on resolution supporting the submittal of a grant application by the City of Mesa Police Department to the Gila River Indian Community to support two youth programs within their youth services unit. Item 5-0, act on resolution supporting the submittal of a grant application by the Child Crisis Center to the Gila River Indian Community for their emergency shelter program. Item 5-P, act on resolution supporting the submittal of a grant application by the Arizona Career Pathways to the Gila River Indian Community for the assistance of low-income students in career planning. Item 5-Q, act on resolution supporting the submittal of a grant application by the Save the Family Foundation to the Gila River Indian Community to support their transitional housing, case management, and supportive services for homeless families. Item 5-R, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to execute an amended grant agreement with the Department of Defense to further assist with the base relocation and closure process for the Mesa Air Force Research Lab. Item 5-S, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to execute an intergovernmental agreement with the Phoenix Mesa Gateway Airport to provide vehicle maintenance services through Mesa's Fire Maintenance Division. Item 5-T, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to execute a subgrantee agreement with the Arizona Department of Homeland Security to accept grant funds to purchase a satellite system and satellite subscription for the police department's mobile communications platform. Item 5-U has been deleted. Item 5-V, act on resolution approving the assessment diagram map for the Signal Butte Road Street Assessment Project. Item 5-W, act on resolution setting July 2nd, 2012 as a public hearing date for the review and approval of the proposed final assessments for the Signal Butte Road Street Assessment Project. Item 6A, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to execute an intergovernmental agreement with the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office to accept funds from the State Homeland Security Grant Program to purchase an activity correlations technology license and configuration software for the police department's COPLINK system. Item 6B, act on contract for the license rights and configuration services for the COPLINK program initiative. Most of the funding is from the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office through the Arizona Department of Homeland Security Grant Program. Item 6C, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to execute a subgrantee agreement with the Arizona Department of Homeland Security to accept reallocated grant funds for the Mesa Fire Department to go towards the purchase of 8 portable transport ventilators. Item 6D, act on contract to purchase 8 additional portable transport ventilators and related equipment for the fire department. This is funded by the Arizona Department of Homeland Security Grant Program and the fire department's operating budget. Item 7A, act on resolution declaring that a document filed with the city clerk entitled the Form-Based Zoning Code Final Draft as a public record. Item 7B, introduction of ordinance amending Title 11, Chapters 56 through 64 of the Mesa City Code, involving adoption of a form-based code for potential citywide application and with an initial application on land parcels within the vicinity of downtown Mesa. Item 8A, introduction of ordinance amending Title 5 of the Mesa City Code by adopting a new chapter protecting the health, safety, and welfare of residents by means of regulating off-track betting operators. Item 8B, introduction of ordinance modifying rates for water utility services. Item 8C, introduction of ordinance regarding Z12-13, 2605 North Power Road. This is located south of McDowell Road and on the east side of Power Road, a rezone and site plan review to allow the development of a fitness center. Item 9A, act on ordinance regarding Z12-20, 7555 East Eagle Crest Drive, located east of Power Road and north of Thomas Road, modifications to the existing planned area development overlay for the Los Andes Golf Club, the planned area development and site plan review. This request will allow the development of a banquet facility. Item 9B, act on ordinance amending sections of the land use regulations regarding recycling facilities. Item 9C, act on ordinance establishing the number of signatures required for the Mesa District Council candidate nomination petitions to be 250 signatures or 5% of the vote cast for the mayor in the district, whichever is less, in the last preceding district election. Item 9D, act on ordinance amending various sections of the Mesa City Code regarding various speed limit modifications. Item 10, act to adopt the tentative proposed fiscal year 2012-2013 budget plan. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
You can take a breath now.
Yes.
Thank you. There's one item, and I may have heard it wrong. Item 8C, Z12-23, I think you read it as Z12-13. So that should be Z12-23 if I'm wrong. We're covered at least. Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate that. Is there any item a member of the council would like removed from the consent agenda? Are there any items that the public has submitted to remove? Nope.
No.
Great. Okay, I have a motion from Councilmember Kavanaugh to approve the consent agenda, a second from Councilmember Glover. Is there any discussion? Please vote. The vote is 7 ayes and 0 nays, and the consent agenda is approved. Do we have any requests to speak from the public?
No, we don't, Mayor.
Okay. There being none, I have a motion to adjourn from Councilmember Higgins, a second from the Vice Mayor. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you very much.